This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From your friends, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program, a.k.a. Dudley World. Somebody thought that that was a good, that's a world, a word that's been used to refer to me by my darling Meredith, who coined the phrase a number of years ago. Kara heard it earlier, Victoria heard it earlier. I thought, wow, that's great. My given name is Dudley. I am Dudley William Stephan. And I used Dudley when I first went to college, and people were searching for a nickname for me. So Doug became Dud, or what Dudley became Dud, and Dud people heard as Doug, and so Doug stuck. And so that's the name that I have used on the radio, and pretty much in my life, people know me as Doug. But the people who are closest to me call me Dudley. And for a long time I thought, oh, no. Because it led, when I was bullied a lot when I was a kid, mostly because of my name. I was a Dud or Dudley Do-Right or things like that. And it bothered me. And so getting the Doug nickname sort of alleviated that problem for me. And I didn't have that trouble. I don't know whether psychologically I associated the lack of bullying that I went through when I was in high school to not being bullied when I was in college, because my name wasn't Dudley in college, it was Doug. And so in my mind, whether it's right or wrong, I associated the lack of bullying with my nickname Doug versus the bullying that went with my name Dudley. So when Meredith came into my life, she loves Dudley, and my sisters use Dudley, people that are close to me use Dudley. And so, you know, the discussion has come back around, okay, should I use Dudley more, and should we bring Dudley World into the
Dudley now?
Radio program?
I'm how do you feel about Dudley?
I think I'm ambivalent to a point, because what's happened is that Doug has been used so much, it requires an explanation. And I don't know that I want to get into an explanation, but, you know, the other side of it is I could just use it and let people, stop, no skin off my nose. If you get it, fine. If you don't get it, fine. But I'm past the age of being bullied for my name or for people raising an eyebrow or making fun of me because I have enough starch and backbone, so I don't really care. And I kind of like
that
the fact
kids do that with unusual names. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, horrible, yeah.
But I love Dudley. I think that's a great name. Dudley Moore is the only other Dudley I've ever even heard of.
Yes, yeah. I was named for my uncle, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo in World War II. And the submarine sank more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet.
And well, there was your comeback to the bullies. You're named after you're named after
a really
cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he talked. They used to call him Mush because he talked like he had hot potatoes in his mouth all the time. He achieved a great stardom. He was killed when he was 34. Ship went down in the sea, the Sakhalin Straits, the Sea of Japan. And so that I was the first male born in the family after he died, so I became Dudley and named after those two uncles. The other uncle I didn't like at all, so I never have liked William. Anyway, I think William is plain or useless.
Yeah.
So no offense to people whose name is William or Will or Bill. I just don't like the name. We all have these associations. We all grow into the association game. And so, and oftentimes our name predicates how we're going to act. You know, there are a lot of bullies who have created in their own world is anger aimed at unknown, unseen people, and they take it out. I mean, that's partially what's going on here with all this retribution, this anger that comes from people who get guns and shoot things up. I'm not going to do that, though, folks. The women who want to be in the service, women who want to put on the uniform of the United States military, whether it's the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Pentagon opening up combat positions to women, and as a result of that, women now will be required to sign up for the military draft when they turn 18. This has been a discussion topic. We've been back and forth on this a couple times earlier in the year. So this is the first time in history of our country that women are required to sign up for the Selective Service System. We haven't had a draft since Vietnam because the Vietnam War was so unpopular that politicians decided to end the draft and entice people, the all-volunteer army, make it good for people to come into the service. God help you if you get hurt, though, and try to get some kind of care after you get out of the service. Under this bill that was passed yesterday, women turning 18 after January 1st, 2018, will be forced to register. Men are forced to register now. So it's equality. If you don't register, you'll lose various federal aid, including money to go to school. So if it's a federal grant. Policy would not apply to women who turned 18 before 2018. So you're safe, Kara. Don't have to sign up. You'll be all right.
No, what if
don't worry about
what
it.
What if I'm 25 for another, 3 months?
That's true.
Because
you're 25.
So I'll turn 26 in May of 2018. So what, I've got 5 months there?
You could. Yep, you could. You have to register.
You know, I actually don't have an issue with this, though, because I think that there are plenty of guys who don't want to have to sign up for the draft, and they still do. So I think the argument, because I feel like Jen has said before that, women aren't necessarily as strong and don't want to, might not want to sign up for it. But, I think women have plenty more to offer the draft, even if it's not physicality. I think that there are other ways of fighting and, intelligence that they can offer the military. So, I'll only have 5 months, so hopefully nothing will be happening during this 5 months.
I don't think it means you get out when you turn 26. I mean, that means once you're in, right?
You're in.
Wait, does it really?
I didn't think that was
the case.
Hate the jinx.
I guess we'll just have to move to Canada.
I don't think once you turn 26, you get to leave. I don't think you're all right, peace out.
No. All right, once you're in, you're 60 seconds away. Calm down. Sorry, Victoria. 60 seconds away from Dr. Ken Kronhaus in his medical update here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Good Day program to overview some of the important medical journals and their research or their publication of the research. The journals themselves, Ken, don't do the research. They just report on things that are done by various scientific organizations, right?
They just print it.
Print it.
They peer review it and then print it. Mm-hmm.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a noted cardiologist practicing down in the Orlando area. I wonder, just as a sort of side view, you and I haven't talked since, last week, the end of last week. So I haven't asked you about what is going on in your clinic, what people are saying. Does an event that happened like the Pulse event, does it affect people? Do you find people are coming into you because they're having anxiety or any circulatory or heart issues more than normal?
Oh, yes, and it's affected all of us, and it's in a lot of different ways, and I think I've never seen Orlando pull together so much, and I think that the events are going to have just the opposite effect that they were hoping. I think that there's a lot of tolerance, there's a lot of acceptance, there's a lot of pulling together. In churches, you see people accepting people that you didn't see accept in the past, so I think they're going to have unexpected consequences, and I think there's also a lot of anger here about what happened, and, you know, this is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, and a lot of people come here because they want a better place to live. Most people currently have come from another place who live in Central Florida, and I think there's a lot of anger about what happened, and but there's also the need to heal. People need some time to get over this.
Agreed. All right, as a focus on your expertise as a heart doctor, consulting heart doctor, the story from the journal Circulation about indoor air pollution and what that does to your heart, what's the story there?
Well, this is, as you said, published in Circulation. Household air pollution appears to be a modifiable risk factor for heart disease. Doug, regularly using kerosene or diesel for cooking, heating, or lighting may increase the risk of heart attack and early death.
Did you, this is a sort of carcinogenic, there's a thing from the World Health Organization today about hot drinks, and I think you've talked about that as well being carcinogenic. Could these two be tied together?
Well, I guess it depends if you use those products to heat your drinks, but International Agency for Research on Cancer, drinking very hot beverages probably is carcinogenic to humans. So before you down that steaming hot drink, consider letting some of that warmth subside. Drinking it could increase your risk of developing cancer.
Mm-hmm. PSA tests, the tests that are done on men, blood test. There's been science that said don't bother. Now there's science canceling prior research, it looks like.
Well, there wasn't really science saying don't bother. There was an opinion of a commission, don't bother. But, you know, I was talking to my brother about this, who's a urologist, and he reconfirmed that his organization is advocating PSAs, but now you have to actually sit down and notify the patient and get informed consent. But the latest that is out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, June 20th, 2016, that a blood test at midlife can accurately predict a man's risk for more deadly forms of prostate cancer. Prostate-specific antigen or PSA tests correctly predict whether a man will have lethal prostate cancer later in life more than three-quarters of the time. So it's not science changing their mind. It's people interpreting the data in a very controversial way without urologists, and the urologists don't agree.
All right. We'll dig into this more in the next edition of Good Day Health. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who make Super Beats, important discovery, and you've been on the top of this, Ken, because you're a cardiologist, how wonderfully well Super Beats helps.
Absolutely. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts in medicine. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. You need to continuously eat the building blocks of nitric oxide, and if you don't, you'll be depleted. I recommend using Neo40 as a way to get the continuous building blocks to make this, and also I recommend you test your saliva to make sure the nitric oxide level is adequate, and for those times when you need a boost, it's a very good idea to take their products so you can get a boost.
800-655-4183 to order Super Beats.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Said, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new?
All right, so at 24 after the hour, musical portion of this hour of the Good Day program, Hank Williams. This is actually Hank Williams, I believe. This is not Tom Hiddleston, but Hiddleston playing Hank Williams,
no,
right?
No, this is Tom Hiddleston right now playing Hank Williams.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He's a British actor. He did a pretty good job of cooking up the Hank Williams sound. Anyway, Hiddleston is now being referred to as the man who would be the next James Bond, because apparently, what's his face, doesn't want to do it anymore.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Yeah, he's been offered $20 million to do two more James Bond movies. They said,
I heard it was $100 million. He was offered $100 million, turned it down. Yeah.
Yeah, right, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the matter with people?
Okay.
I mean, they're a lot of work, these movies. They're certainly a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I'd trade a lot of
for
work.
For $100 million? You know? Yeah. Go to the gym, put on a tuxedo, you're good. There you go.
You're all set. Right. So anyway, Hiddleston, from Hank Williams to James Bond, apparently has a new lady friend, and the lady in question is Taylor Swift. Yet another story about her and who she's hanging around with. So we might as well have a little music from her. This is an interesting comparison, moving from Hank Williams to James Bond to Taylor Swift. Now, how old is this Hiddleston? 30, imagine he's
35.
Is he?
35. He's 35, yeah.
And she's...
He's actually a few years older than... She's 26, I think. He's actually a few years older than Calvin Harris, and one of the reasons that people are speculating that that ended is because of their age difference, but now she's got a guy who's even older than Calvin Harris.
Hmm. But how old is Calvin Harris?
32 or 33?
It's 6 years, really? I mean, Hollywood and the music industry is such a weird place where people date people, you know, like 10, 20 years older than them. Can't imagine 6 years is really that big of a deal.
Well, isn't Jake Gyllenhaal close to 40 and she dated him when she was like 19? So she likes older guys.
Yeah. I'm not happy about this story, though, because I'm a huge Tom Hiddleston fan. And and I don't know, he's like a very clean, not to be mean to Taylor Swift, I don't know, but and like her last relationship seemed mature, but all of the ones before that, very immature.
She seems very, she's easily swayed, it would seem.
Yeah, basically
or just
I'm
interested
jealous.
In, well, maybe she just likes to move around. Maybe at her age, she wants to date a lot of different men and have a lot of different experiences. She seems to let her heart lead. She bought the house next door to the Kennedy compound on the Cape when she was interested
That's right.
in young Mr. Kennedy. I don't know if she still owns it. She has a place in Rhode Island, and it's Newport Watch Hill, actually. And the beach in front of her home was where the paparazzi caught her kissing Hiddleston last weekend. And so the British tabloids were all over that, published the pictures, and anyway, so leave him alone, will you? Just leave her alone, leave him alone. Why are people so fascinated with this kind of gossip? My question.
I don't know. We just are. It's a girl thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's a girl thing.
All right. Well, let's see what happens here. Maybe it'll be the subject of another song in 6 months, because that seems to be the repertoire. Taylor tells her stories, and because they're so, they find sympathy with people, especially women, who have tough times with men. Love. Isn't it amazing what love is all about and how it plays out, how it seems? I just find it interesting and sort of distracting, too. Whatsoever. Maybe there's a personal twist in that for me as well. 28 minutes after the hour here on Dudley World. In Dudley World.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Day program. I'm Dudley Stephan. I'm trying to work this in a little bit, and it doesn't feel comfortable, actually, Victoria. But we'll try a little bit and see what's what. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer will be back on Monday. The Olympic Anti-Doping Agency, which, if you did not know it, was something that you and I as taxpayers pay for. Did you know that? The World Anti-Doping Agency, partly funded by our tax dollar. Why? I don't know. That's perhaps a subtext to the plot. Here is what's going on. They're called the WADA. WADA. World Anti-Doping Agency is WADA. They got an email from an athlete who is a Russian. Athlete discus thrower named Daria Pinchkanovkova, or something close to that. She won a silver medal in the London Olympics. She said that she had taken banned drugs at the direction of the Russians. the Russians who were training her. She asked them to please investigate, imploring them by the way, the note was written in English, imploring them to look at what was going on to try to make it fair. She said, I will cooperate as I can. Instead of looking into it, the note was passed around to all of the top honchos at the WADA, and they sent it to the Russians. They sent it back to the Russians to go get this girl. Instead of taking some action because of all the major doping scandals that have taken place. So what the hell credibility does this group, what a good are the Olympics? What a waste of time and energy and effort, because all these people do is cheat. They're a bunch of damn cheaters. That's all this is. The world is
starting to get very
full.
Disenfranchised with the whole thing.
That's a waste of time. Everybody wants to win, so they cheat. And this organization is no better than the cheaters, because they're interested in the politics of the hierarchy. So instead of investigating what the Russians did, they send the note back to the Russians to basically take this woman out. They didn't take her out, but she's not going to be in the Olympics. But we have all these Olympians that are cheating. So the Olympics are worthless. As far as I'm concerned, they're a waste of time, effort, concern. So I think we ought to just not talk about them anymore, because this is nothing but a bunch of cheating crooks. And when somebody calls it to the attention of the officials, I'm not talking about necessarily the athletes, I'm talking about the people at the top who are only interested in making money or prestige or wearing the blazer and traveling around first class, whatever it is. They don't serve the public. They don't, more importantly, serve those who have worked their butts off, who haven't taken drugs, haven't cheated, to compete in the Olympics. What do you say to someone who loses at the Olympics to someone who cheated? And the cheating, obviously, these people in the doping agency don't want to do anything about it. Otherwise, they would have. Instead, they go back to the Russians and say, this woman just reported you as dopers. And so the systematic doping, not only in Russia, but all over the place. This is pretty, a group in the International Olympic Committee. They're really worked up about this, but they all know that there's drugs being used. They all know it. There have been clues for years. Years. And yet it goes on and on and on. And one wonders, what is the real deal here? I remember the investigation went on before the Beijing Games. Doping. I mean, if you leave the Russians to investigate themselves, what do you think is going to happen in an investigation like that? That's like the police investigating themselves. Well, we're going to have an investigation into why this guy in the police department beat up. Yeah, they're not going to come up with anything, their own internal investigations. There was a scientific paper written a couple of years ago by six drug testing experts that was called Prevalence of Blood Doping in samples collected from track and field athletes at the Olympics. Contained lots of samples collected over the years, and they found all kinds of drugs that have been used for the past 15, 20 years. One of the nations identified by these politically correct clowns as Country A stood out. Country A had a notably higher number of suspicious samples. Country A is Russia. So they're just looking for an excuse here to whitewash it seems to me. And so in this circumstance, why would you get, so let them all go and get Zika. Who cares? There are all these conflicts, but the sad thing is that there are a lot of people who don't cheat, and the ones who get attention are the ones who do cheat. And how do you stop it? You are going to stop it because you've got unethical people running the Olympics, running the WADA group, running the Russians, I'm sure in our country. I remember when Barry McCaffrey, remember him, they call him the drug czar when Clinton was president. He talked about this a lot. He said our country objected loudly to the influence of the drugs and the lack of political will on the part of the countries that were accused of using drugs for investigating. Nothing has happened for decades. This has been going on, actually. The simple truth is, this has been going on for a long, long time. It's just getting worse. And it's because it's more obvious. When you look at the bodies of some of these people, some of the men and women, you can see what they've been doing. Now, some of it is natural. Certainly, Eastern women are likely to be thicker and more muscular and stronger than the average, let's say, Western woman. The women from Russia and Latvia, Estonia, the countries that were part of the former Soviet Union, they're bigger and stronger. But they use this stuff, and they get bigger yet and stronger yet. The men, too. So is it time for some whistleblowing? Yes. But then, what attention is anybody going to pay to this? Because it's been going on for years. I see the headline here, and I think to myself, so what? It is another example of a really good thing gone bad because of cheating. And that's it. I'm done. Anybody else?
I'm done with you. Done.
Mm. Yeah.
Finished, as my mother would correct us.
Finito. It's over. In a moment, Kepler discovers the largest Star Wars-style planet, which is actually orbiting two stars, if you can imagine it. The story on Kepler 1647b, as opposed to 1647a, up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
June is Men's Health Month, and while men may consider their weight and cholesterol this month, most men aren't aware of the attention they should also give to their bones. Osteoporosis is a lifelong disease that weakens bones over time. This makes bones more likely to break and could even lead to loss of height. Although people often associate osteoporosis with women, this disease also poses a significant health risk to millions of American men. In fact, one out of every four men over the age of 50 will experience a broken bone due to osteoporosis in their lives, greater than their likelihood of developing prostate cancer. A broken bone from osteoporosis can have a serious impact, making it difficult to get around and do things on your own. What's more, osteoporosis may not be seen or felt and can therefore go undetected until a bone breaks. It's important to understand your risk for osteoporosis and ways to manage the disease. Don't wait. Be proactive and start this conversation with your doctor today. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
The show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale. Going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 6:15 to 6:19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hi to Bobby Miller, who lives in Vero Beach, Florida, listening to WTTB. That's a cool thing. So, speaking of cool, remember Tatooine from the Star Wars movies? Tell me, you two guys have seen the Star Wars movies, right?
I did recently, yes, and I remember that's Luke Skywalker's planet, right?
Tatooine, you know, this was where they, it was a home planet. It appears that the Kepler telegraph has discovered a planet that is orbiting two stars. This is a, by the way, this is what is so astounding here. It takes my breath away to think that we can see something that's 3,700 light years away. Just do the math. Light travels at 180,000 feet per second. All right? Multiply that times 60, times 60, times 24, times 30, or just 365. And that's how much the light will travel in a year. So multiply that out by 3,700, and you have a number which is so astronomical, it's foolish to even try to figure out what the number is.
My head just exploded.
Yeah, your head explodes. And yet, we can see this. The Kepler telescope has seen these two planets. Kepler 1647b is the newest one. It's in the constellation Cygnus. That certainly makes it more relevant for me, because I know all those other constellations. Cygnus. That's, by the way, in our... It breaks down even further. We have our... what is known as a solar system, which in our case is our sun, and the planets revolving around the sun. And the solar system makes up a galaxy, which in our case is the Milky Way, all right? As we call it, the Milky Way galaxy. Well, galaxies then get together and they form constellations. Now, like you look at the constellation, when you look in the summer sky, you can see Orion, or you can see designs like the pot and the handle and whatever other. Those are all constellations. And so this device has seen a planet. It was actually noted, it was first on the radar a couple of years ago. It took a few years to gather more information. The planets that orbit two stars are called, they use the term from the Star Wars movie, Tatooine planets. This planet is the same size as Jupiter, 4.4 billion years old, same age as the Earth. And again, the reference is to Skywalker, who supposedly came from a planet called Tatooine, which orbited two stars. And when you saw that in the movie, it was kind of cool because there were two sunsets.
Yeah.
Remember that from the movie?
How did George Lucas know about this when he wrote that? Is this something that's been known, but we just haven't been able to prove it until now?
I think there's a lot of speculative stuff that floats around when it comes to these sorts of things, and you hear rumors. So it makes for good fodder. It's great under the circumstances. Isn't that great stuff?
It's amazing. He wrote this in the 70s, right?
Yeah, right.
That's incredible.
Yes, City Council in Philadelphia yesterday passed a city ordinance to adopt a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks. So if you're drinking Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Diet Root Beer, or regular root beer, Dr. Pepper, any of that stuff, first big city in the country to pass a tax on sugary drinks. Freedom is gone, even though it's actually a good thing because sugary drinks are bad for you. But I can figure that out through education rather than somebody passing an edict, wouldn't you? 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Doesn't recognize the theme music from Beverly Hills Cop going back. Good heavens. 32 years ago, Eddie Murphy was just a pup. Chucker has news about the latest installment. There was Beverly Hills Cop 2, then there was Beverly Hills Cop 3, and now there's Beverly Hills Cop 4. We'll dig into that, plus whether or not Shrek 5 is still happening. But Beverly Hills Cop, I think, has some interesting directorial news attached to it. We'll get to all of that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, Go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
All right, let's get to movie news, Chucker, and the story behind the story when it comes to the new directors of Eddie Murphy's Beverly Hills Cop. No question that he's going to be in this, right?
He's going to be in it. I mean, Paramount has been trying to resurrect the Beverly Hills Cop franchise for at least the last 10 years in some form. It was on again, off again. Last year, they shot a pilot to do a TV series for CBS, which Eddie Murphy's Axel Foley was going to have a cameo in it, but the network rejected it, didn't want to take it to series. So now the studio has hired two relatively unknown directors who won a Discovery Award at this year's Toronto Film Festival for an edgy independent film that they did. They're hired to direct Beverly Hills Cop 4. Reportedly, the storyline will take place in Detroit, which is the character's roots. A good question here. Does a lot of people, a lot of young moviegoers, even know who Eddie Murphy is anymore? I mean, I'd want to see Beverly Hills Cop, no doubt, because I think the original film is one of the best comedy action films of all time,
like
hands down.
Yeah.
But will this generation even know who that character is?
Well, let's go around the room here. Victoria, you know who Axel Foley is?
Yes, I've seen Beverly Hills Cop, I think, 1 and 2. I like them a lot. I would definitely see another one.
So you'd be excited to go to a theater and see it?
No, I wouldn't go to a theater.
Okay.
It takes a lot for me to go to an actual theater to see something.
Really?
I'd wait for it to be on Netflix, yeah.
What about you, Kara?
I've seen the first one. I don't think I've seen the second one, but I don't think that I would pay $15 to go and see this in a theater.
Really?
No, probably not.
Huh. Okay, well, there you go.
There you have it. Actually, the first sequel I like, not as good as the original. The third one I thought was actually pretty terrible. That was directed by John Landis. It was just a complete misfire. Actually, they took R-rated material and made it PG-13. I just think the movie didn't work. Some other news, Fox's Predator sequel starts filming this September under the direction of Shane Black. He currently has the movie The Nice Guys in theaters, also directed Iron Man 3. Rumor has it that Arnold Schwarzenegger's character of Dutch from the original film will play a supporting role in this movie, which I think is a pretty nifty idea. No one cast as a lead as of yet. And one other bit of news, Steven Spielberg and his team from Bridge of Spies, I believe the writing team, will do a movie about Walter Cronkite and his days covering the Vietnam War and how he swayed public opinion. I think that's a really good subject for a movie. And in an interview the other day, Spielberg says that he will not kill off Indiana Jones in the next Indiana Jones 5 movie. No, it wouldn't work. Unlike what they did in Star Wars with Harrison Ford, it would not work, I don't think, in the Indiana Jones.
I don't think it worked in Star Wars. I was really angry.
No. Really? I did. I thought it was good.
Well, that's actually because you like to see people knocked off. I don't want to see people knocked. I like that.
It's the Brooklyn in him.
It's important. Yeah, that must be what it is. Chuck Curry is our movie man every day at this time. Movie moments on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.